One of the documents the Milwaukee Archdiocese released yesterday as part of its bankruptcy case is a 2007 letter from then-Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan. Dolan asks the Vatican for approval to move $57 million into a cemetery trust fund to shield the money from potential claims by clergy abuse victims. John Pillmeyer heads the Wisconsin chapter of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. Pillmeyer says Dolan has gone against the Bible.
One of the scripture passages that come to mind for me is when Jesus said, "What profit is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his very soul?" And that's, in my opinion, what Cardinal Dolan has done. He's now the most powerful Catholic in the United States, Cardinal Archbishop of New York, and one of the ways that he got there was on the backs of victims of childhood sexual abuse.
SNAP is asking the U.S. attorney in Milwaukee to investigate Cardinal Dolan for fraud based on the money shifting that the Vatican quickly approved. But Milwaukee Archdiocese spokesman Jerry Tupchesky says the Cemetery Care Fund has been around for more than 100 years, and the money comes from people who buy a burial plot.
And so in 2007, all Archbishop Dolan did was change it from a designated fund into a formalized trust following the laws of the state of Wisconsin.
SNAP says it can't find any Wisconsin law requiring the trust for the Perpetual Care Fund. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.